Call RSG Financial for your bookkeeping, accounting, and tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. RSG Financial provides accounting and tax services for business and personal needs. Call us or email MaryJo@RiversideSalesGroup.com. Riverside Sales Group is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. Call today, 412-742-4345. Urban Media Today talks sports with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Alan Lincoln on Urban Media Today Radio.
Let's do it.
Trevin A. Jones here with Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts. It's got the regular crew, but you know what? This weekend, we got a Hall of Famer hooper, female Hall of Famer hooper, Margo Hinton. She's from Western Pennsylvania, born and raised in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
And just a renaissance woman. And I say that not to say that she's limited. And when I say renaissance, it means that there's no boundaries. Like, she's limitless in what she does. She writes. She does poetry. She hoops better than a lot of dudes. We go back to the Whammo 106s when she played. Right. She blessed me with her talents on the Whammo 106s. She was one of the first women to play with us, if not the first. But when she came out and hooped, Cass was like, yo, can she play? Damn, it was answered once she stepped onto the court. Once Margo got the ball in her hands, the question was answered.
Thank you, Trevor.
Oh, you're welcome. Without question. And then we got Aubrey Bruce of KS, who has been joining us for the past 2 weeks now.
Right.
And Mr. Bruce, the legend, we're going icon. I see him as an icon. If you don't see him as an icon yet, you will in the future, because the man knows his sports. Written for the Pittsburgh Courier for a long time. Definitely covering the Pirates, the Steelers, all about Pittsburgh sports and more, because he's a renaissance man, because he dabbled in jazz, dabbled in promotions, and he sang. I didn't even realize he sang until I looked him up. So, welcome, Aubrey Bruce.
I'm glad to be here with the gal and the guys.
Okay, we'll take that. So, all right, so good people. Got the team together. You know we only got 60 minutes. It's only an hour show. So we're going to make it an impactful 60 minutes. First and foremost, I'm going to look at my man Vince, who's our basketball analyst. And Vince, I'm looking at you like, what in the world is going on in the NBA? Right. DeMar DeRozan is now a San Antonio Spur. Yeah. Kawhi Leonard is now a Toronto Raptor. You didn't know that? Where have you been?
I was at the senior games this weekend in Maryland. I done missed everything.
Yeah, man. That's right. You played in the Senior Olympics. Congratulations to Marlo hooping up with the Senior Olympics. But DeMar DeRozan. And Vince, this is my thing, though. I got to ask you this question. You're a basketball analyst, so I want you to go in deep on this if you can. Explain to me how Toronto settles for Kawhi Leonard for a year. You give up DeMar DeRozan, who will be with the Spurs for 3 years. I don't get it.
Well, the funny thing is he doesn't understand either. Like he was
DeMar or Kawhi?
DeMar.
Okay.
Like he was shocked. Probably Kawhi too, because I think he said he didn't want to play for Toronto. That was one team he didn't want to play for. But I mean, he didn't have much control over that.
Mm-hmm.
But DeMar had spoken with the GM in Vegas during the summer league,
mm-hmm.
and was under the impression that he wasn't going to get traded. And a couple days later, he's out. In some reason I see why. I mean, Toronto really kind of hit the wall. even though LeBron is now in the West, so you don't have that giant, right. So I think it was kind of time to shake things up, and boy, did they shake things up.
Did they ever, man? I mean, this is a perfect example of be careful what you ask for when you have no control over it, because you just might get it, and that's the thing. I mean, San Antonio was like, okay, you want to leave? You've already lit your match and burnt your bridges. You want to leave? Okay, we'll send you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send you where? And I felt so bad for DeMarco. I mean, the way he just vented on Twitter, youngster, quit venting on Twitter and everything. But they both sides have to get it together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Margo?
Wow. That's all I can say. I was under a rock. What? This is amazing to me. Let me get this straight. You said Kawhi Leonard is now a Toronto Raptor.
Right.
Yes.
And DeMar DeRozan is now a San Antonio Spur. Right.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
But this is the NBA. This is the new NBA where, you don't really establish a legacy anywhere.
Right.
where you're expendable. You can go anywhere, be anywhere. I don't know if it's for the money or I don't know what it's for, but I don't know if I like this NBA. I love the NBA in general. Mm-hmm. I'm a major NBA fan, and I defend the NBA all the time to all my friends. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, this is a part of it I don't like.
And we're not finished, though. But I'll wait for Aubrey to weigh in on what I just said, what we just talked about before I tell you more. Because Vince already knows. He's our NBA analyst. He knows there's more coming. But there's more coming, Margo. Go ahead, Aubrey.
Well, I'm just, you know, I've never been that much of a basketball guy, even though I own the team in Charlotte, Carolina Cats. Okay. But the point is, just I'm like Margo. I was totally under two rocks. She was under a rock. I was under two. So I'm just blessed to have Vince here and Margo and Ray and you, because I'm like, wow. I mean, is there no loyalty in the NBA at all?
And no, I'm about to tell you more, which will show that there's no loyalty in the NBA.
There's never been no loyalty in sports, man.
There's no loyalty.
It's still a business.
Yeah.
I mean, players can't forget that. And I think DeRozan kind of alluded to that, but there's only a handful of guys, if that, you know, who have no trade clauses. So, I mean, everybody else is up, you know, it's up for grabs. Like, yo.
And it's true.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I'm talking about general fans. Didn't we think that with the Oklahoma City Thunder, that since Paul George was going to stay, that it would be – The triple double machine, Russell Westbrook, mm-hmm. and then Carmelo would stay together because Melo, not being the Melo that he used to be, is like okay, he could fit right in and he could play up his own play to his own pace, so to speak. Well, Melo, Margo, is now a Atlanta Hawk.
Not for long.
This is wild.
Go ahead, Vince. Take it.
So Carmelo had to opt into his contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was no misgivings about him. He didn't want to lose that money. You know, $27-28 million. So we knew he was going to opt in, and we knew that OKC wanted to get out of that contract. So they had the three-team trade. He goes to Atlanta. The point guard, Dennis Schroeder
mm-hmm.
goes to
OKC. Why would Dennis Schroeder go to OKC? I don't get it, but go ahead.
He's going there because they have Trae Young now. He's expendable.
I understand it, but why would OKC need Dennis Schroeder when you got Russell Westbrook? Because that's not going to work. I mean,
he fits that up tempo backup right point guard. Mm-hmm. Like he can push the tempo, so he fits for them in the style that they want to continue to play.
Give Russ a break,
With Russell for me, Russell reminded me of basketball's version of Fred Biletnikoff, like with stick 'em on his hands. He always wants to rock, right?
Always wants to rock
for real. And I'm saying that even though you guys are the experts in basketball, I acknowledge that, but I'm still a great fan. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I love Russell Westbrook, but like I said, again, he has to get some of that stick-em off his hands, and he'll be okay.
Right. All right, Aubrey, I got to get in on this.
Go ahead, Mark.
Let me just say this. My number one favorite player is LeBron James. We can get into that whenever. And my number two favorite player right now is Russell Westbrook. So I'm a major Russell Westbrook fan, mm-hmm. and this will relate because they're similar players in terms of maybe the stick'em. Mm-hmm. Allen Iverson is my all-time favorite player. Mm-hmm. So those are the type of players that I like. Just all out all the time, and win or lose, doesn't matter because you're always going to get 100%. So mm-hmm.
That's for
big
sure.
fan of Russell.
You know what's interesting, though, is when these deals happen with the intent of a waiver. And I was thinking, I said, does he actually get a jersey just so they can give back, so he can give it back?
So then, in the mere fact that you mentioned waiver, mm-hmm. now see, okay, Margo, this is where they're telling me more information. There's a waiver that may be coming up. Am I not mistaken?
In reference to
Melo. Oh, mm-hmm. Even though he's going to Atlanta,
right.
he might get waived.
No. Well, yeah, he'll be waived. Well, he'll be waived.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think top two are Houston and Miami.
He's going to Houston.
Probably Houston. That makes sense. Okay.
Just so he can drive my man crazy, the MVP crazy.
Especially since they lost Trevor Ariza.
Right.
You know, they need
they
some,
need somebody like
need some
that.
Scoring. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true.
I just had
but
that feeling.
But do you want
though.
Me much defense? You know? Although yeah. I believe Melo's defense is underrated. Really? It's a little bit underrated. Okay. He does a little bit more than they say he does.
Wait a minute, is Carmelo your stick out fourth favorite player?
No, I've never been a Carmelo fan.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I like him as a player,
I
but
think
he's
Lala
not
got
one
better
of
defense
one
than he do, though, man. I think Layla got more defense than he do, though.
Well, she definitely got one.
Yeah, oh, Ray one. Got jokes now.
Where's the drum roll?
Yeah, exactly.
Can we have a live band too? I mean, it would be perfect, though. You know what I mean?
But if you watch Powers, he don't really have any defense. But anyway, let's get back to the.
Well, you know.
I had to get that one in there.
But
so
on MTV,
Powers
she had plenty.
Yeah, but I got you.
That's funny.
So how does the conversation of Carmelo Anthony go to his wife? Man, come on, Melo.
Oh, it's easy to do.
Come
man.
On, Melo. No, but man. Nah, but you don't talk about LeBron James and then talk about his wife.
I don't know nothing about his wife. Right, exactly. But now, you know, what's interesting is when they started announcing about him, you know, being traded or no longer with OKC, someone asked me, it was one of my coworkers, I said, where do you think he's going to go? I said Houston. Houston was just the obvious spot. Everybody always wants to bring up the Lakers, but no.
Houston's the spot.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my prediction. I can't see him going to Miami. Mm. Just can't, you know.
Mm. So, Will, and I get – go ahead.
I can see it. I mean, him and Dwayne Wade are really good friends.
They were Olympians. That's a good point.
Miami needs some – they need some help offensively. I mean,
their
why
direction
not?
Is
why
just not? Curious, though. It don't seem like they have direction yet. They haven't fully recovered since LeBron left, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Who?
They had a good series
not
against
fully,
Philly.
They lost LeBron and Chris Bosh, though.
Yeah,
you had
to
remember
Bosch
that.
Need to need
Chris
to, yeah.
Bosh was one of the three. Mm-hmm. So they lost two-thirds of the three. And they lost to Dwayne Wade, who just went back. Right. So point. Miami really lost all three of them
and
at one point.
And they did make the playoffs this year, so that is proof right there. But I don't know, man. I think if I'm Mr. Anthony, Houston would be it.
So answer this to me, team. Will Kawhi Leonard fit in and feel comfortable in Toronto for a year, the year that he'll be there? And what do you think about Marcus Smart getting so much money from the Boston Celtics
is
and a
so
4-year
money,
deal?
Though? For $52 million?
Yes.
In today's age?
$52 million,
yeah. Yeah, for me, Smart. Yeah. But yeah. Compared to, you know.
Yeah, I admit I was wrong on that. I thought that with the money that was kind of not available this year,
mm-hmm.
I thought there was no way that Boston was going to give him that much money.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about it, they almost kind of had to with Kyrie, you know, potentially, well, him not signing an extension this year, mm-hmm. potentially being a free agent next year.
Mm-hmm.
He does offer them some a little cushion at the point guard position.
Mm-hmm.
So in case Kyrie does leave, he can step in and play point. So I think it's a little bit of insurance there.
But Marcus Smart at $52 million? I'm just trying to wrap my mind around
Let
that.
Let me say this, Trevin. I think Marcus Smart is a player I would pay money for.
$52 million. Okay.
Because, and I don't really know the numbers that well, what's good and what's high and what's low.
Right.
But you're paying for the intangibles. Right. He does all the stuff that other players don't do. Mm-hmm. And I believe those are the players that ultimately win you games.
Right.
The games that are going to be close,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be that loose ball, it's going to be that rebound, mm-hmm. it's going to be that block shot,
and
makes the difference between you losing and winning in any given game. So I think it makes sense to pay people like Marcus Smart.
Yeah, that was him in the Boston-Cleveland series.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
He was all in LeBron.
Okay.
You know, diving for loose balls, getting steals,
yeah.
playing tough D. I mean, you got to have a bulldog on your team.
Yeah, well, he averaged 10 points, four assists, and 3 rebounds, and a steal, in 54 games last season. So I get it. He's Mr. Consistent, and he's dependable. I guess is what you guys are telling me. So players like that, yeah. who can be like the blue collar player,
right,
get absolutely. It done type of player.
Absolutely, and sometimes it doesn't even show up in the stat line.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly.
And I give Boston credit. I mean, look at them loading up, trying to make their stance as the top team in the East. And, you know, the expectation is going to be on them anyway.
Right.
And Toronto will always be posers. I mean, I'll give the Blue Jays more credit than them.
Well,
okay?
even with Kawhi now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Will Kawhi be comfortable?
I don't think he will.
In Toronto?
I don't think he will.
I think he will.
He'll try.
I think that fan base is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to embrace him. I mean, you're actually getting a better player, mm-hmm. You know, than you have with DeRozan. I mean, Kawhi has won championships. Mm-hmm. He knows what it takes to get to the highest summit. Mm-hmm. He knows what it takes, so offensively and defensively. So the things that DeRozan couldn't do, I think Kawhi can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think he'll have a good attitude about it.
I think if they would have kept Dwayne Casey, he might have, fit in a little bit better.
Yes. You're right.
When you get rid of the coach of the year.
Yeah, which is true.
I feel like it might be a little bit, from a female perspective, of you reap what you sow.
Well,
so I'm not sure how they're going to do.
Mm. I can dig it. Absolutely.
Because Coach Casey's coaching somewhere else in the NBA this year.
Yes,
Detroit basketball.
With the Pistons? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
They might fit right into his scheme.
Right. He got Griffin on that team, huh?
Yes, mm-hmm. And he got Griffin.
So
having Griffin for a full season.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I have Detroit as a number 8 seed right now.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that, man. Because the NBA analyst just went in. He said who he has as the 8 seed. So you know we're gonna ask for 7-1. But we gotta take a real quick break. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports right here on Urban Media Today Radio.